With SDPB News, I'm Megan Feary. The drought in South Dakota continues to impact most of the state. Extremely high temperatures and little rain in June created some of the driest conditions the state has seen since the 1870s. Laura Edwards is the state climatologist. She says the higher temperatures aggravate the situation.
We get dry periods quite a bit. We have a lot of variability here in the Northern Plains, but when you add those very, very hot temperatures, that makes things really that much worse.
Edwards says July doesn't look optimistic. She says higher temperatures that are near record-breaking could extend the severe drought into the next few months. For more information on the drought in South Dakota, go to droughtmonitor.unl.edu. New state laws add some requirements for teenagers to get a driver's license. Dan Lusk is with the South Dakota Department of Public Safety. He says the new laws are now in effect.
There is no grandfathering of any of the requirements prior to this. So it's very important for people to know that if they hadn't done what they needed to do to upgrade their licenses prior to July 1, that the new requirements are in effect regardless of which tier of a license you held.
Young drivers will now need more supervised experience. The licensing process can begin with an instructional permit. 14-year-olds may drive with that for 180 days if they take driver's education, or 275 days without driver's education. They need 50 hours driving with a parent or guardian, including hours driving at night and in bad weather. The next step is a restricted permit. Those teens can only drive with immediate family members in the car for 6 months. Then they're allowed one unrelated passenger. 16-year-olds can get a full operator's license, but only after meeting the requirements of the instructional permit and driving with a restricted permit for at least 6 months. A University of South Dakota volleyball player has become the first college athlete in the state to sign a sponsorship deal after the NCAA cleared the way for college athletes to make money off their names and likenesses. The Sioux Falls Argus Leader reports that Brooklyn Bullweg has signed an endorsement deal with Silver Star Car Wash. As per the deal, she created and published a sponsored post for the Silver Star brand on her social media accounts Saturday morning. Terms of the contract haven't been disclosed. Bullweg is a junior defensive specialist for the Coyotes. She says the ability for athletes to profit off their names is a cool opportunity. An increasing number of social media complaints from residents in Madison and Lake County have brought to light a little-known county ordinance. It bans people from occupying their campers or recreational vehicles outside of a campground. Lake County Planning and Zoning Officer Mandy Anderson says the ordinance has gone undetected for many years until a recent barrage of postings that have led to heated debate among residents. Some who are opposed to the rule say it infringes on property rights and there should be nothing wrong with letting visitors use a camper for a short time. Anderson says she didn't realize that the issue was this out of hand. The U.S. Air Force is planning a massive training exercise over the Northern Plains states. The Bismarck Tribune reports that the maneuvers are set for July 19th through the 23rd in the skies over the Powder River Training Complex. The training area is the largest in the continental United States. It covers nearly 3,500 square miles of airspace over the Dakotas, Montana, and Wyoming. Officials at Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota say multiple types of aircraft will be involved in the exercises, and non-military aircraft should avoid the area. An Israeli violinist is set to headline the Rushmore Music Festival later this month. The Rapid City Journal reports that Haggai Shuham will perform at concerts July 24th and July 25th in Rapid City and Spearfish as part of the festival. The festival is one of two events in the United States where Shuham will appear this year. The Rushmore Music Festival begins July 10th and will offer 11 family-friendly concerts open to the public at various venues, including Black Hills State University. Organizers are planning for socially distanced crowds at venues and are encouraging people to wear masks. Rapid City is getting a new women's transitional living facility.
Okay, everybody got their dirt.
Passages is a faith-based ministry focused on helping women re-enter society after prison or homelessness. The new residential building can house 14 people, double that of the current place. Passages will own this facility after renting for 8 years. Marge Beam is the executive director. She says the update is sorely needed.
I get 2-3 calls a week from agencies or women saying, I'm homeless, I need a place right now, and we don't have a bed available. Plus, we have a wait list of women waiting to get out of prison.
Beam says the program focuses on breaking destructive habits and becoming self-sufficient. And it's hard. She says many participants have trouble finding housing and employment after they leave. But Beam says they always have access to support.
We try to keep them connected. We want them to come back if they've done well in the program and be mentors.
Katie Root is one of those mentors. She left Passages in 2019 after a 6-year struggle with meth addiction.
I was completely alone, found myself in Pennington County Jail. Right then, God just opened a door for me to go to a healing place where I needed to go.
Root is 3 years sober. She's devoted her life to helping other women get clean. She says she owes it all to Passages' approach. Participants are expected to follow all house rules. This includes chores, a curfew, paying program fees on time, and attending outpatient treatment and Bible study. Rapid City donated the land. Construction is funded by donations from local nonprofits and a grant from the Sunshine Lady Foundation, ran by Warren Buffett's sister, Doris Buffett. Construction begins immediately. Passages estimates it will take 6 to 9 months to complete. A Los Angeles-based photographer is visiting all 50 states to document the stories of LGBTQ young people. Two recent events added South Dakota to that list. About a dozen teenagers and young adults gathered in Rapid City last week for an LGBTQ-friendly event at the Cave Collective. It's a youth-oriented community center. Some of those who attended say they don't feel safe living in South Dakota. Trixie Murphy lives in Box Elder.
It gets to a point of where you can't even, like, openly tell people that you're dating someone of the same sex without being scared of what they're going to do.
Murphy wasn't sure what to expect from the event, but an evening of food, games, and arts and crafts brought strangers together and created new friendships. There was also an event in Sioux Falls. The Transformation Project and Project Contrast sponsored the gatherings. They are nonprofits that advocate for transgender youth by amplifying LGBTQ voices through storytelling. Maxwell Poth is the founder of Project Contrast. He's traveling the country taking pictures of everyone who attends the events.
I wanted to create a photo project with relatable stories. A lot of kids don't plan to become YouTube sensation or move to New York City and like run a giant nonprofit. They just want to like survive and live another day. We understand that it gets better, but what can you do until it gets better?
Poth grew up in Utah in a Mormon family. He came out when he was 15. His family supported him, and they eventually left the church. But Poth says he still struggled. He was bullied and thought of suicide. When a boy from his hometown took his own life after coming out, Poth says he wanted to help others.
We want to show them that they have community right where they are, so you don't have to run away.
Poth focuses on areas of the country that lack LGBTQ representation. His stories and photographs are online and will eventually become a book. So far, Poth has held events in 27 states. He plans to visit another 15 this year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Megan Feary.